I'm joined here with Emily Acevedo, AgriScience Star finalist from Bradford FFA chapter in Florida. Tell me, how does it feel to be a finalist for this award?
It's truly humbling. I never thought I would find myself in this position, and I'm just truly thankful for the support not only of my family, but also the support of my FFA chapter and the alumni and people who have supported me throughout my life also.
So what kind of project did you have to do to get this far?
So my project has been a cumulative research over the course of 7 years on goat reproduction. I've made leaps and bounds somewhat within the industry, where I have been able to determine the accuracy between blood and urine collection for pregnancy detection, make a partition table that'll help determine when it's time to safely induce if induction is necessary for both viable kids and a safe delivery, and also creating a feed management plan in the last month of gestation to help eradicate pregnancy toxemia.
And what inspired this?
So what inspired this is I actually had a doe give birth at the Florida State Fair. And as a 12-year-old, that's quite alarming just because I come from a production background and I'm so used to having the supplies on hand, being able to monitor the situation and control it more effectively. It was from that moment that I was of the idea that there needs to be a pregnancy test that even I could use, be easy, accessible, inexpensive. And that's what the journey has been towards. As a sixth grader, I am now accomplishing my dreams at the age of 20.
So in the sixth grade, like, where do you even start with doing this research? Like, how do you get going with this and how it grows from there?
So as a sixth grader, it was truly a leap of faith, and I had to find a support system that would back me. I first started looking at the literature to see if there's anything done like this, and I could not find anything even related to goat research, except for some early work done in the mid to late 70s. It was from there that I got into connection with a professor at the University of Florida, Dr. Michael J. Fields, who I will be eternally grateful for because he took a chance on me. He took the chance that this little girl was going to be capable of learning such intense, detailed information about such a specific area, and he took the time to mentor me and teach me, get hands-on learning. Actually, one of my most fondest stories is we did a dissection of 14 reproductive tracts in his lab, and we sat down and discussed the follicular development and the different parts and what happens during gestation.
Yeah, and now you're 20 years old, correct?
Yes.
Where do you plan to take this moving forward?
My long-term goal is to go on to be a reproductive physiologist, but my fondest goal is to apply this into global food security. It's one of those issues that really hits close to home for me, for the simple fact that I am blessed to have a stable and accessible food supply. And to know that that's not the case for everyone, and that we're going to have 9.8 billion people on the world by 2050, and there's only 2% of Americans that feed the 100%, is awe-inspiring. And if I can have a part in closing that gap, working towards feeding these mouths, I would just be blessed in and of itself. But I take it one day at a time. I'm working towards my bachelor's, hopefully my master, or my long-term goal is to get my master's, and hopefully my PhD.
Wow, truly inspiring. I wish you luck, and especially in your future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, and Emily Acevedo, Bradford FFA chapter in Florida, AgriScience finalist. Thanks so much. In the FFA newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.